Exclusive, Representative Nicole Malliotakis. Investigate Andrew Cuomo for Nursing Home Scandal and Cover-Up. By Robert Krajicek on August 11, 2021. Representative Nicole Malliotakis, RNY, said on Wednesday that Governor Andrew Cuomo, DNY, should be investigated for the deaths of thousands of seniors in New York related to his decision to keep patients infected with coronavirus in nursing homes. Malliotakis highlighted the Department of Justice's DOJ refusal to investigate Cuomo's role in what she described as the nursing home scandal. "It was crazy," Malliotakis said in on Sirius XM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe. "We were so disappointed to hear that the DOJ weren't going to investigate these real and serious allegations of a cover-up and Cuomo's negligence, because 15,000 families lost loved ones in those nursing homes due to and as a result of his actions, even when there was an alternative." She added, "I don't know how Cuomo gets away with that. So maybe the DOJ will reopen this case and look further into it." Cuomo announced on Tuesday that he would resign his office 14 days after an investigation claimed that he had sexually harassed multiple women. Malliotakis stated, "Resignation does not equal accountability. The gravity of nursing home deaths outweighs the allegations of sexual harassment against Cuomo," Malliotakis determined. She said New York State Assembly members have stayed so silent regarding the nursing homes. She said, "The governor needed to go because of the nursing home scandal, the cover-up, the decision he made to put COVID patients into nursing homes, even after there were alternatives like the U.S. Navy comfort ship that President Trump sent to New York and the Javits Center that was specifically set up for COVID-positive patients." She added, "Many of us federal representatives, Elise Stefanik, Lee Zeldin, and myself, are concerned that the DOJ did not move forward with a formal investigation, but it seems that it is the sexual harassment that has brought the New York legislature to finally take action against this governor."